Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
send the praying
down. Raining down, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Waging war.
family. Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody is having an amazing day on purpose. I hope that you are having a great day. And I just want to come to you just for a few minutes, just wanting to speak on an issue. And the title of my paper today is When Did Black Folk Get So Scared to Fight? And I do apologize for being late today. You know, I had some little family come by, so yeah, that's why we're a little late. So I do apologize for that, but I try to stay on time. I try to stay focused and try to do what I'm supposed to do. But the title, I think, speaks for itself, and I am glad for everybody that tunes in to this program in person and during the week. I do appreciate it. Let me give you the phone number in case you want to call in or have any comments or have anything that you want to say. The phone number is 563-999-3682. Again, it's 563-999-3682. Oh boy, where do we start? I don't know where in the world we have gotten so chicken, okay? We are in a 911 family, and I'm sure that you guys know this. I'm sure I don't have to say anything. I'm sure that you guys already know that we are in trouble. And if we don't do something, we are going to not make it. We're in some very trying times. And I know I spoke on Thursday about the young man, Aubrey. I'm getting my names all confused here, Aubrey. And we talked about what really happened, and it came out to where now they're trying to say he broke into a house, and but they didn't show in the news where he stole anything. But we're dying. We are dying, you guys, and we're dying for doing absolutely nothing. We're not dying because we're fighting back. We're not dying because we're saying anything. We're dying for doing absolutely nothing. If we're going to die, family, we need to die for changing our situations and not just dying just for the heck of it. I don't know what this is crazy. There is. I was looking at Facebook. And there is a new national African-American, oh, my God, this is so cool. It's an African-American, they called it an African-American National Gun Association. I'm probably saying it a little backwards today. And I thought, oh, my gosh. So I looked it up on Facebook, and I thought, man, this would be really something super for us to kind of investigate just to see what's going on. Because I think it's time for us to do something, okay? It's time for us to say, to speak out loud. It's time for us to say what we're not going to put up with. And I hope and pray that we don't just go back to normal after this. I hope that we figure out what we need to do next. And I think that we need to do something. We need to rise. We need to fight for dear life, family. I think we have been doing, just afraid. I think we've been afraid for a little bit too long here. I think we've been too complacent for way too long. I think we are just about at our wit's end. I think black people right now are getting very upset and getting very angry because we are seeing some things that should not be taking place right now. It took 3 months, you guys. February 23rd was when this young man got shot. And it literally took them till May to bring up charges. If that had been me and I had a dog and I took my dog outside and I just stomped him dead in the middle of the street, Do you not know I would have went to jail that same day, right? Why did it take so long, family? And if it had not have been a video, you know and I know they would have gotten away with it because they had already taken his word for it because he was a police officer, right? They had already taken his word for it, and him and his son, mostly his, because I think the son was just there. And can you imagine how he feels now knowing that he got his son in trouble? Because he thought he was going to be able to cover for his son. And now I saw where Lisa Cabrera had something where Gregory, that's the dad, he had attended a white supremacist rally in 2016, you guys. But they don't want to consider it a hate crime. So help me to understand why that is. Help me to understand why you don't want to call this a hate crime. I don't understand. So, like I said, we are in a 911, and I think something needs to happen now. I think we should be really fighting for our life right now. We are in trouble. And if we don't fight for our lives, if we don't stand up, if we don't do something, then nothing is going to change. We're going to continue dying. And I'm going to put this scripture out there. I'm going to tell you how I said before. I said when David, remember when David, he had gotten a band of thieves came in and they took his wives and his children off while he was in a battle. He went to himself and he asked, yeah, he said, shall I pursue? And what did he say? He said, yes, you shall pursue and you shall recover all. So I'm going to just tell you, it's almost like it's going back to slavery days. I'm just saying, they can lynch you now. They can shoot you in the street. They can walk in the courthouse with guns, and they can threaten you. They can do everything they want to do. Anything they want to do. And nobody says anything, which is sad. We've got to do something. Men, we need our men. We need our men, ladies. And we know that. And now I'm telling our men that it is time for you to show up. It is time for you to not be so complacent. It is time for you to get busy. It is time for you to come home. It is time for you to do what you need to do because we women are tired. And I saw at this national, I'm going to say it again, I'm going to try to get it correct. I saw at the National African American Gun Association. I said it. I got it. I saw that a lot of women was taking up firearms, and it was really, it was nice. It was nice to see. But I keep telling my fellas, my guys, man, you need to get busy. It is time for you to get busy like never before. It is time for you to wake up and smell the coffee and be like, this is not happening. It is time for our men to rise and fight. Because guess what? We're tired. We're tired and we are dying. And this is not going to, how much longer are we going to be able to put up with this? How much longer are we going to be able to sweep stuff under the rug without you getting really, you know how you're in a fight? Do you know how sometimes, I remember when we were kids and, you know, different people would try to bully and you would get so mad and then you get stuck in a corner and then you come out fighting and you're too angry and you really hurt that person because you're so mad and upset about the whole thing. Remember that? Yeah, that's what we're facing today, okay? And it is time for us to do something, okay? We cannot just sit here any longer and just do nothing. We cannot just wait for them and hope and pray that they're going to stop bullying us. Because as you know, family, with any bully, you have to do something in order for things to get better or in order for them to stop. You have to do something, okay? If the police who are racist, you know, they're racist and they're called terrorists. They're not police officers. When they act, when they've been doing what they've been doing, I'm thinking about this young man, Sean Reed, who was shot by the police 10 times. From my understanding, he had a police chase. He stopped the car, told him everything was live, told him what he was doing, told him he was stopping, and he said, I'm out. He got out the car and started running. running, and they still shot him 10 times. I don't understand. If this kid had not shot anybody, killed anybody, but he was just doing a, not saying it's right. We don't know it wasn't right. But guess what? Everybody in this world has done something when they were young. Tell me you have not, okay? Everybody in the world has done something when they were young that they should have probably went to jail for, or probably know that you shouldn't have did it, okay? But did you die? So why is it that every time our children do something, it warrants death? Why? Their kids can shoot up schools. They can shoot up clubs. They can shoot up nightclubs. They can shoot up daycare. They can shoot up churches and kill 9 people in a church and still live. Aubrey killed nobody. Aubrey was jogging, minding his own business. Sean, yes, was on a police chase, you know, probably made the police so mad because they couldn't catch him because he was going hundreds and some miles an hour, and they just pretty much, they stopped chasing him. But he jumped out the car and ran. Why did that warrant death? Why is it that our kids can have a brush in hand, can have a drink in hand, can have a cell phone in hand, and it still warrants death? I do not understand that. I was thinking, I said, man, I wonder, can we do a citizen's arrest on police officers? And, you know, I looked it up, and yes, we can. If you see a police officer doing something wrong, which is beating, which is, you know, we can do a citizen's arrest, but at your own risk, because you're taking your life into your own hands, because he's going to come up with a reason why it was okay and why what he did, he was something he could do, okay? So that right there isn't going to work. Lil Farrakhan was saying, well, he was not condoning violence. He was condoning you protecting your life. He was condoning you fighting for your life. If you see where your life is going to be in jeopardy, he says we have a God-given right to fight for life. If you know that they are out to do you harm, you have a right to fight for your life. And I believe that. But I believe right now it is going to take bloodshed. Everybody is not going to make it. But if we don't do something, nobody's going to make it. Family, if we don't stand up to bullies, we're going to be in trouble. And they're not going to stop. If you say, oh, I'll sit over here in the corner, out of sight, out of mind, I think some people used to think that. But right now, as you see, they don't even want to consider Aubrey's death a hate crime, which this guy, Gregory, was at a white supremacist rally in 2016. So, but they can consider when the Jews got shot, remember that guy when he shot in the mosque? He didn't say anything. He just shot everybody. But they consider that a hate crime. So when we die, it's not a hate crime. But when somebody else dies, it's a hate crime. Go figure. Nothing new, though, huh? It's always how it is with us. So if the police come in our neighborhood and act like terrorists, then we as a collective whole, nationwide, we stand. We have to stand. You can't allow terrorists to come in your neighborhood and just act a fool and you do nothing. That's not acceptable. Because like I said, we are dying right now. And we're dying for not standing up for yourself, not saying or not doing anything, holding brushes, begging cops not to kill you. Even Philando Castile, he told the police, I have a gun. In my glove compartment, he said, don't grab it. But then he told him to get his ID. When he reached for his ID, he shot. How many times? 7 times? That's overkill. Why not one bullet? One bullet is never enough. Are we Superman or superheroes? Oh, Hillary called us super predators, right? Remember Hillary Clinton said that we were super predators? So I guess that's why they have to shoot us so many times, because we are, you know, we're so super. We'll get up and keep walking, and he was possibly able to reach for his gun after being shot 7 times. So I guess that's why they shot him 7 times, because they thought he might live through this 7 shootings, right? I don't know. It's just so retarded. Oh, these terrorists, you know, need to be called out. They need to be, we need to call them what they are. And they're terrorists. When they come in our neighborhoods and act crazy and act like terrorists, we call them terrorists. We don't call them police officers. And you know, and I know that Aubrey, they was going to cover that up. If that tape hadn't come out,
that was going to totally cover that up, because it was 3 months and they still hadn't have come out and said anything about that. I mean, the news, they were all on cold, and this is what white folk do. They get on cold. They don't need anybody's help. They stay on cold. They are so busy covering for each other. And I'm telling you, with that DA, she should be fired. She should be absolutely fired, because she knew what was happening. She knew what was going on, and she was trying to cover for them. And she covered as much as she could by passing the case off. But my thing is wrong, and right is right. And there's no way. And I would have looked at the tape and been like, no, justice is going to be served. And I'm, hey, I know, bro, I hate to do it, but you did it to yourself. And that's what I would have said. And this is what we need to say. You know, guess what? You did it to yourself, so we're going to have to do what we need to do. But I'm going to tell you what, we have to do something. We just sitting here like bumps on a log and look, you know, we'll get upset and excited for a minute, but then it goes away. It dies down. You can't, hopefully this time we will not repeat another Trayvon Martin. I don't know why I'm yawning, you guys. Excuse me. I guess I've been up and at them for a long time. But we cannot make this, or we cannot allow this to be a Trayvon Martin. I'm just saying. We have been through a lot. And I just cannot appeal to our men to stand up and fight for us. Because like I said, women, we are getting tired. I don't want to feel unsafe. And I know other women out there, everywhere you go, you're doing like this. You know, no, what's going on? We shouldn't have to look like this. This is the United States of America. Why are we still dealing with and not understanding who our open enemy are? How come we're still dealing with stuff that we dealt with 50 since slavery, since we got out of slavery, since slavery? We're still slaves for 400 or 500 years. We've been dealing with the same craziness, and we're still dealing with it. But it's almost like we don't know who our open enemy is. We still want to be friends with our open enemy. We're not doing anything to do anything different right now. We had months to get our stuff together, collect our monies, to actually right now open up our own businesses. We had your open enemy blessed you with $1,200. Okay, when the devil bless you, you're supposed to use that to bless yourself. And I would have taken half of that money and I would have opened up my own business. Or I would have invested, which is what I did. I'm just saying. I wouldn't have spent it on no $1,200 TV. I wouldn't have spent it on anything but what I spent it on, and that was investment. And that's what you should have done. And you're getting ready, and the ones that are working, they're getting ready to give you some extra little money. What you going to do with that? You need to invest it. I'm serious. Or you can pull your monies together and still for the next 6 months, you'll have extra money. That little $2,000 they're going to give you, you can use that and get your business going for the next 6 months. You can, because that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to give you $2,000 for the next 6 months. And you know why he's doing this, because he's trying to beat Biden. If he put money in our pockets, and somebody, I'm sure somebody told him, hey, you better put money in their pocket or else you're going to be in trouble. But my thing is, you already know what to do. We need to get it together. We need to take that money, and we need to pull our money together. I think we've talked about this before. And open our own business, and we need to support each other, you guys. Because all this stuff is happening, and I still see people at Chinese shops. Are you crazy? I bet not. I think tomorrow I'm going up to a nail shop, and I'm going to see if I see any black folk in a Chinese nail shop. I'm going live. I'm telling you now, I'm going live. If I see anybody in this Chinese shop, I'm going to interview them, and I'm going to ask them, why are you here? When you know what these agents have done, I bet not see nobody at an Asian shop doing the nails, food, hair, nothing, none of it. None of it. Because guess what? It is time for us to get our minds right. You wonder why they treat you so bad? Because you don't have respect for yourself. So that's why they don't have respect for you. So it is time for us to have respect for ourselves. If we're going to get out of this, and we're going to come out of this ahead, yes, some are going to die. But I'm going to tell you what, when police officers come to your neighborhood, they know how to act. Nationwide, we stand strong. We stand strong nationwide. Just like I'm hoping that we won't just take this young man's death and do the same thing we always do, get upset for a couple of days and we calm down, we go back to normal. No, stop it. Stop doing that. We get crazy for a minute and then we go back to normal. No, we continue in the mold, continue. I don't know what it is. Is it the fluoride in our toothpaste or fluoride when you go to the dentist, or is it fluoride in the food or fluoride in the water? What is it? We are so just so nonchalant about all of this. We'll get upset for a minute, but when it really comes down to us really, really doing anything, we don't fuss, we don't fight, we just, well, it's not my family, not my son, not my cousin, not my brother. But who wants it to be? Why does it have to be your anybody before you understand that we need to do something? Why does it have to be your brother or cousin or uncle or brother? Why? You know it's not going to stop. But you're just lucky enough that it wasn't yours this time. What if it is yours next time? Then you're going to want to do something. Then you're going to get mad. You guys, what we don't do? I seen a movie the other night, and a man's daughter was murdered by a thug. And he was really a thug. And the neighbors, everybody was out. Everybody was playing. But the bullets was coming in. Everybody was running. But some people saw this dude, okay? But nobody in the neighborhood would talk about it. So the man put up on his window, he put, my daughter Jackie was murdered in this neighborhood, but my neighbors know the killer. They saw the killer, but they won't give the killer's name because of fear or something like that it was. And I'm telling you, everybody in the neighborhood was mad about that sign because they knew it was true. And it was so many people that actually saw this guy's face and saw who it was but didn't say anything, but they knew that he was the killer. Eventually, he did come back, the killer. He did come back. You know, they always try to revisit, right? So he did come back, and he was standing outside of the house, and the young brother, the older brother of the little girl who died, he had a gun, and his mom, you know, thank God she took the gun from him because he went out looking for this dude, right? And thank God, but the guy came out and came in front of their house because he was mad because they had to sign up, and he started shooting in the window, shooting the sign, and ended up somebody, one of the neighbors that saw him before shooting, shot him, and he died in the same spot that that little girl had died in. But I'm telling you, I said that in order to, we have, as a nation, as a collective whole, as a group of people, as a culture, as Black Americans, as Black folk, we have got to fight for our freedom, and we've got to put one foot forward and do something, because we're saying, well, you know, what can we do? What, are you serious? What can we do? Are you serious? Are you really going to sit there and say that indefinite? For how long are we going to say that? We've been saying it for way too long now anyway. So I'm just saying, what's going on with the cowardice? What's going on with us not saying anything, not doing anything? We just allow people to do whatever to us? No, this is crazy. I don't understand it, and it's unacceptable. So what? Give me some suggestions. I need some suggestions. What would you do if that was your, I'm not saying any words, I'm not trying to put anybody out there, but if that was your child and you saw the video of how those guys ran, I mean, they shot him down like a dog. I told you, if I had a puppy and I took my puppy to the middle of my street, if I took my puppy to the middle of the street and I stomped him dead, or I shot the puppy over and over and over, how many, do you not think I would have went to jail? Do you think I would go to jail that same day? Or would they say, she's okay, and, you know, and just wait 2 or 3 months to arrest me? Or maybe not, and just try to cover it up because I know somebody. Really? No, I would have probably went to jail, right? I would have went to jail that same hour. And that's what I don't understand. I don't understand how is it that we keep allowing stuff and we get mad for a minute, we cuss for a minute, and then we go back to normal. I don't understand that theory. I don't understand that. I don't get it. I don't know what it is. I don't even know what to say because I'm so angry right now. I'm so frustrated. I'm like, what is the problem? What is going on? We won't stand. We won't make it. And one person can't do it, y'all. We can't just sit here indefinite. It ain't going to be none of us left. If they kill one a day, that's 365 a year, okay? And then not only are they killing us, then they got our men marrying Becky's, and they're making babies with Becky's, okay? So they're wiping us out, and then they're not producing, so they need our men to help them to stay alive. So, and then also we have to understand what's really going on is then they're making, feminizing our men. So what are we going to have left? What are we going to have left? This group married to Becky's, this group is feminized. And then you got the group in the middle that's looking like, what's going on here? What do we do? And too afraid to do anything. No, we've got to do something. Give me some suggestions. This is crazy. Mm-mm-mm. But what really bothered me was when I heard the young man who Aubrey, his friend, said it wasn't about race. That bothers me because you know and I know that it is always about race. It's always about race with us. Always. These clans, I mean, they take it off the sheets and they didn't, you know, now they're police officers, they're judges, they're DAs, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're Indian chiefs. Okay. They're all over the place. So now we can't recognize them. Before we could recognize them because they had the sheet on. But now we can't recognize them. Okay. You at least knew they were there. You at least knew they were on your case. You at least knew that they were coming. But now they're there. They're on your case. And you don't even know that they're on your case. They could be your lawyer. They could be your doctor. They could be your judge. They could be your DA. They could be your neighbor. They could be anybody right now. And nobody that means you well, but you won't know it because you still thinking that, man, because they don't have the sheets, we're good. No, they have the sheets. They're just hid. They have them under suits now, under black robes now. They're still there. I don't know if people say, well, the Klan ain't burned a cross in years. They might be gone or, you know, because they have not said, you know, they might not have said what you know I'm thinking. But they're still there. They still exist. So because they haven't told you, nigga, I want you dead or whatever, because they've not said that, you still think that they're your friends? How is it possible that we could think that our open enemies are our best friend and we could actually escape and marry them? What is going on here? I read Deuteronomy 7 to you. It said no mixing races, no mixing and mingling. And I read that, but we still want to do it. We still don't believe. We still don't understand. We still trying to make our open enemy, our slave master's grandchildren, who they taught how to hate, because you better believe they know how to, they teach their babies young, okay? They teach them very young how to hate you, and they grow up hating you, okay? They pass it down from generation to generation. We are the only ones that don't pass hate down from generation to generation. We don't even teach our kids that when they call you nigga, this is what you do. That when they call you this is what you do. We don't even teach our children about them disrespecting us. Our kids don't even know what to do because we don't talk about it. It's almost like it doesn't exist because the friend said what? Oh, it's not about race. What? Are you crazy? And then what really pisses me off when I hear people say, oh, it just color doesn't matter. Are you? What is wrong with you? What? I don't know if we're brain dead or, you know what, you guys, I know we can do this. I know that we can do this. I know we should be doing something. We cannot just sit here indefinite, you know, just continuously allowing them to kill us. And then, you know, I don't want to go through anything like that because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fight to the death. I don't know about you, but I'm going to fight to the death. My thing is you need to have something with you. Make sure that you're good. We got tasers. We got what? Okay, we have friends. Don't leave home without your American Express. I'm going to just say, okay? Don't leave home without it. Ain't that what American Express says? Don't leave home without your friends. I'm just saying. Stop acting brand new. It is time for us to retrain our thinking and to understand and help us understand that this is serious. It is time for you to retrain your thinking because I think that we are still kind of stuck in the past and thinking, oh, life is blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. It's time for you to get it together. It's not. And if so, then you still should have your mind set on them not liking you. They still don't like you. They will have a perpetual hatred for you because they don't say it. But look at the actions. Look at your history. People say, well, they don't do that no more. Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that? Did you see what just happened? Did you see the news? Do you watch the news every day? I don't watch the news, but I listen to black news like Vicki Dillon. And I'm telling you, that's what's bad. Y'all better come correct on black with Fly Nubian Queen, Vicki Dillon. That sister is off the chain. And James, I love those two are my favorite. But I'm just saying, you guys need to start listening to Vicki Dillon and Professor Truth, Boyce Watkins, Dr. Claude Anderson. Those are my favorite. Now, Jason, he's okay. I just think he's really hard on women. And that shows that he has a mama issue, and I really believe that. But that's another story. But I'm just saying we have to retrain our mindsets. We have to understand that, yes, they're your enemies. Because they smile and they grin at you, Clinton smiled and grinned, okay, and was so, you know, y'all were so impressed with the Clintons. But guess what? He put a half a black man in jail with some of the worst laws ever about predators, right? And Hillary called us super predators, right? But you guys love Hillary and Bill Clinton. And then Biden, who you're getting ready to vote for your president, he did a crime bill and put the other half of our black men in prison. And neither one of them ever fixed that. But Hillary Clinton, who is the most racist ever, who is a murderer, okay, amongst some other things, but we love her. And you guys will sort of put her in office before Trump. And I'm not, I think one ain't no better than the other. Both of them racist. But Hillary smiles at you, and she knows that she's going to kill you later, but she'll smile at you and be like, oh, yeah, you're dead. And she's on the phone. When she gets in the car, go kill that one right there. I'm serious. You guys better get your mind right. I'm just saying, it is time for us to understand what's really going on, okay? You know what? I keep jumping on Omar and getting back on him, but I'm thinking about when they had showed him on the news, and they showed him in this new construction site. And it was a home that's being built. It's not built yet. It still has the walls, and you know how they put up the lumber, but no stove, no refrigerator. Nothing is in the house, okay? So there was nothing to steal. And I guess he had been going back to see this house every now and again, just looking, right? So he's looking at this, you know, because I've been in them. I'm just saying, I've been in the new construction houses because I love these new construction houses. I'll still go stop, I'll see a house, and I'll go in there and look. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not stealing nothing, so what's the problem? So he went in there and he looked, but they showed that on the news, but they didn't show him stealing anything. And they stopped the thing before he left because they know that he's not going to see. He wasn't taking nothing. So because you went in the building, they want to say, oh, that warrants death. Are you serious? They didn't have any attention on Gregory and his trifling son, Travis, the little murderful terrorist supremacist. But they had him, Aubrey, in the news today, okay? But my thing is, let's talk about Greg. Let's talk about his son. Let's talk about their lives. Let's talk about the white Klansmen. Let's talk about the rallies that he went to. Let's talk about the white supremacists. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about their mental illness, because you know Trump won't say it was mental illness. What did Trump say? Trump said, I want to see the whole tape. There has to be more. Why? Because you want to come up with a conclusion of why they did what they did, or you want to come up with a conclusion of why it was okay for Aubrey to die. And a lot of times they want to come up with a conclusion of why, well, he should have listened. When they called him to stop, he should have stopped. No, he didn't have to stop. They were not police officers. That'll just be like somebody riding up behind me, and I don't know them, and they say, come here, and I don't go to their car, and they shoot me. What? I don't have to come to you? You're not an officer? Guess what? You need to identify yourself if you are. And if you're in plain clothes, you owe me an explanation, because I'm not going to stop walking for anybody. If I'm not walking and they as car drive up, I don't have to come up to that car because you said come here because you white. Are you serious? I don't have to walk up to your car because you said, hey, come here. Come here who? Who are you? I don't know you. Why would I come up to your car? They told us not to speak to strangers when we were kids. I don't know about what they told you. We don't speak to strangers. If you driving past and you blow your horn and I want to wave, I will. But I don't have to come up. You stop and I, hey, come here. Come here what? Who are you? You're not walking up to your car. So why did he owe them an explanation, and why would he walk up to their car, and why would they have a shotgun in his car, in his hand getting out the car? I definitely wouldn't have walked up to the car seeing those guns or him get out the truck with a shotgun, and I'm seeing the shotgun because, you know, the shotgun, if you don't lay it down, you're going to see it. If it's sitting up, you're going to see the shotgun. So who knows? He probably could have looked in that truck and seen the shotgun and be like, I'm not coming up to that car. Why would you? Shoot, why would you? I wouldn't. Nope. Mm-mm. You can call me all day long. If I don't know you, I'm not coming to your car. So there's nothing to be said. And it's just so sad how after the video came out, and blessed, and oh God, I'm just so thankful that somebody was dumb enough to save the video and send it, you know, and send me in. You know, save the video, shot the video. I don't, and I'm gonna tell you, there was nobody here job, because usually they would have gotten away with murder. It was just somebody dumb enough to put it on tape. But they always put stuff on tape. They always put stuff on tape. When they was hanging, burning folk, and hanging them up on, their kids was out there, and they was showing their kids with their little hoods on, and they were showing them, and them kids was, I don't know how their children are not traumatized. Who watches a person string a person, put them on fire? Who allows their children to see that? And they're standing up there in the postcard. Remember the little girl in the postcard with the man that they burned to death? Oh, after they hung him, they burned him. And the little girl was smiling, looking up, smiling. What? That's dysfunction. That right there is sick. That's sick. I don't know how. Something is wrong with you. If you can hang up a person, have your child there, and set the person to fire, something is definitely wrong with you mentally. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to make sense of all this and why that young man deserves to die. I don't believe he deserves to die. I believe that they was out to cause harm, and I think because he felt that he was a police officer, that he was going to be covered, that he was going to be able to do some dope and to cover it up. And I'm going to tell you what, it would have been, and who knows, that probably is not the first time that guy Gregory did something like that, because I looked up the police field, and his whole police department is under scrutiny, is under charges for felony, for a whole lot of stuff. I went over it in another video that I made yesterday, but a whole lot of, they're up for a whole lot of charges, and it's like four or five of them, plus the chief. So that ought to show you enough of what that police department was about, okay? And it's not like we don't understand that a lot of other officers do stuff, you know, because it's come out that they've done crazy stuff. And it's come out all the time. And we know that they rely on make false police reports, and those are supposed to be, I'm going to turn on the light, you guys, and that is supposed to be, you can actually get fired for actually falsifying a police report, you know, because I went to the academy. And at that time, I couldn't shoot, but that's another story within itself, because I'm telling you, I had a folder, and my folder was yay big, and I thought, wow, what, all these lies in here, it was terrible. I am going to turn on the light, but I'm going to still talk while I'm turning on the light. Hold on a second. Yeah, a little dark in here. I think you got to start. Excuse me. I don't like to do all that walking when I'm taping, when I'm on live. But I think it's time for us to fight for our life, stand up nationwide. We police the police. And guess who did it? The Black Panthers did it. So why aren't we doing it? I seen a group of armed men walking, was it a lawmaker in Michigan? Okay, walking her to work, because, you know, you had a lot of those white supremacists with guns in Michigan in the court building. And she said she felt very nervous, and somebody, about five of them, I think it was a woman or two women out there, and three men escorted her to work, and they had weapons, and I mean, they had some big guns. I was like, ooh, look at that. Ooh, I'm getting excited. I mean, I know it's nothing to get excited about, but I think that is a start, and I think we need to join this national, let me look it up again. I know I have it. Here I go, you guys, this National African American Gun Association. I think we need to join that, and I think they'll teach you how to handle weapons. They'll teach you, show you what you need to do. And I think we need to get busy. I think this is, I think that would be a very good idea, because a lot of us did not grow up with weapons. We didn't grow up with firearms, but I think it's very important now, because I'm telling you, if I went on the job, if I go on a walk, I take my taser. If I go on a walk, I have my dog, I have a taser, I have spray, I have some friends with me. I'm just saying, because either for the dogs or for the dog owners, okay? Either the two-legged dogs or the four-legged dogs. So I'm just saying. But you know what? I'm going back to this Sean Reed, and who was shot by police, and they said a black officer said something about, looks like it's going to be a closed casket for you, homie. I think that's very crazy for somebody black to say, but I did see a police officer in, he said, in Mississippi, and he came on, and he was a black guy, and he did say something about it, that he didn't feel that it was right, and for him to die. He said if the young man was running away from them, they had no reason to shoot him, because he didn't show a threat. And he wasn't a threat to society because he was running away. But my thing is, would they have shot a little white boy like that? Would they have shot and killed a little white boy? I see a white man with an axe chase the man around with an axe, and he was running. The police officer was running, and he had a gun. I'm just saying. So this man can have an axe, and he's chasing you with the axe, and you're actually running, But if that had been somebody black, you would have automatically shot them. So what is going on with that? I'm not understanding that. You can, you know, you can shoot to kill us because you're feeling threatened, but we have nothing in our hands but your own, who has an axe or a gun, and you don't feel threatened, and you can just, go figure. I'm just done. Go figure. I don't know what else to say. Go figure that one out. That is crazy. Makes no sense to me. None whatsoever. But my thing is, we have, like I said, it is time for us to get it together and make it, we got to make it right, because it makes no sense. I am just like, I'm just so, I'm done right now. I'm just like, I hope that we don't actually forget. We've gone through this over and over and over. We went through this with Bopin G's, his family. What were they doing? Forgiving, giving out hugs, giving out kisses, giving out best friend awards and everything. And I hope and pray. I have not heard his family. I did hear his dad. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. This is crazy. I don't know why I'm joining so many. Man, this is crazy. Excuse me. I did hear his dad say something about it was a lynching. I did hear that, but I have not heard his mom say it. So it could be one parent is more, you know, out there than the other, or not want to, you know, right now do more grieving than anything. So just really nonchalant about it. But I need the parents, I need his mom to call it out and call it what it is, because she is, and I hope Lee Merritt is not telling her not to, okay? Because my thing is, if you're a city, you know, you are a civil rights attorney, you need to be more, you need to be knowing more than what you're doing right now, brother. You need to be really saying some things right now. I've never seen a city civil rights attorney as calm, cool, and collected. Thurgood Marshall wasn't like that. I'm just saying, he would call them crackers out. He would call them white folk out. He would tell them what they, you know, tell them what they are or not. He would say something, but I've never seen Lee Merritt. I don't think he's ever raised his voice. I've never seen him angry. I've never seen him. I think we need a new civil rights attorney. He needs to be a family attorney or something. I don't know what, but he doesn't need to be a civil rights attorney, because I don't know. I hope he does a better job with this case than he did with Bopin Gene, because I don't think Bopin Gene's family got anything. But when you go around hugging and loving on everybody or forgiving everybody, you cannot be taken serious, because they're thinking, well, you didn't want her to go to jail, then, you know, so why should we give you a dime? He might not want you to have any money either. So I'm just saying. But I know they feel like food after that case, and they didn't get anything. And that city, that officer was allowed to shoot their son and with no consequences. But let's just remember, family, you're not getting away with anything, okay? Every wrong will be made right. By the time you close your pearlies, every wrong will be made right. I don't care what nobody say. You are not going to sit up there and do all of this crazy stuff and nothing. You're not going to get away with that. You're not going to. That's not going to happen. I'm just saying, we have to get our minds straight, you guys. This is so serious, and it's time for us to, like I said, when the police come out there, you police the police. They act like they got some sense. You have your friends. You have your, you know, everybody has their permits, so we can't practice our Second Amendment. And I'm not saying, I'm not condoning, I'm not saying promoting violence. I'm just saying, when terrorists come in your neighborhood and they act like terrorists, when police come in there and they act like police and they do what they're supposed to do and they're okay and they're treating people with respect, then you treat them with respect. But if they're coming in and they're acting like terrorists, you have to treat them like terrorists, and you have to stand your ground, okay? And I think, yes, you're going to have casualties, but they're going to understand that when you come in the neighborhood, you're going to have to come correct. You are going to have to come correct. And I'm telling you, if they, you know,
They get one, then we keep on. And they have to understand that the change of behavior, the change of the mindset is changing. We expect a different code of behavior from them. And no, you're going to treat us the same way you do white folks when you go in there. You want to give Ruth, you got him a hamburger, then guess what? When you come get somebody from my neighborhood, you need to get at McDonald's too or Burger King. I'm just saying the same way you did Dylan Ruth, but don't do one without doing the other. But I think in the amendment, the 13th, 14th, and 15th amendment states that they're supposed to be treating us the same way. We're supposed to get the same respect that they give white folks, and they're not doing that. So I'm telling you, every single day, our rights are being violated, and we do nothing about it. Tell me why. Why are we not doing anything about it, knowing that they are violating our rights, and we won't say it, we won't do anything. Okay? I'm just saying. I had a caller on here, and I was going to get to that call. I didn't know if you wanted to speak or not, but if you do want to speak, then call me back, and I'll get you on here. But and then I think it was 314. So 314, if you want to talk, call me back. I thought you just wanted to listen. But if you want to talk, you have a question or a comment, please call me back and we'll get you on live. Okay? Like I said, you guys, it is time for us to get our hearts and our minds right to know that it's not time to fight. It's not, because we are sitting here, and I don't know what it's going to take to get us mad enough to do something. Why are we not mad? Why are we not fighting angry? Why are we not fighting for our lives right now? Why are we not really getting pissed off here? I'm not understanding this, and I hope and pray that we can get to the point where we are standing up for our own, standing up for what we believe in, okay? And when you see people that don't know how to treat you, then it is up to you to make some things happen. 301, I am going to answer the call now. If you don't want to talk, I do understand, but I'm going to call you now. I'm going to answer now. Hi, how you doing? You have a question or a comment?
Oh, how you doing, Miss Kathy? Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'm wonderful. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you, and happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate it.
Yes.
But do you have a comment or question?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I agree with everything that you're saying.
Uh-huh.
I believe one thing that we really need to focus on is repentance and seeking
uh-huh.
God first for
mm-hmm.
answers how to go about addressing the crime, basically, because America
okay.
has never repented of racism and slavery. That's
uh-huh.
one stain on America, and there's a lot of stains on America in the
yeah.
first place, but one is they have always been complicit with, slavery. So
uh-huh.
we as a people really have to come together and seek God with all of our heart, mind, and soul and being.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have we done that already? Haven't we done that for years?
I think we have to the greatest extent that we should be crying out.
But let me ask you a question. Remember when David, he came back and he everything was gone. His family was gone. His wife, kids were gone. And he went and he did what you said. And what did
right.
Joshua tell him? He asked, "Shall I pursue?" And what did he say? "Yes, and you shall pursue, and you shall recover all," right?
Right.
So I think
now,
that we've done that for years. We've done that for 400 years. You think our ancestors weren't praying, honey?
Well, the thing is, this new society or the
uh-huh.
children that we have now, they
mm-hmm.
don't even know anything about that. We have this new culture of
uh-huh.
rap music. These kids have not been taught their history. So they want to jail with those white people and allow them to call each other by that N-word, and everybody's the same. So we haven't. We have to teach these children how to do that. So I think that's part of the problem, is because we have this culture that is just so wayward. The children basically raise themselves. We have a lot of drugs.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, that's the government. The government has thrown
okay.
a lot of that in. It's a new form of racism as well. The new plantation is basically what I call it. You give them drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You give them alcohol. tell them they can't come into the home if the father is there. You won't be able to get your food stamps or whatever. It's all about control.
Right.
Coronavirus
right.
is about control, fear.
Control.
First,
yes.
I'll lie to you. Then I uh-huh. will intimidate you. Then
yeah.
I will manipulate you. And then I will create brutality. Because if you do not comply with the rules that I've put in place, now I'm going to beat
uh-huh.
you down. I'm going to put you in jail
yeah.
for not complying. These tactics have been something that's been throughout history that's been exacted upon us all of our lives. We have not truly taught our children how to overcome that. It's a horrible cycle. You and I,
uh-huh.
we grew up in a different era. We understand
yeah.
this. But do our children really understand this? No, they don't.
No, we don't, no. Because guess what? We didn't pass
Rap
it on.
Music.
He said to write it in their hearts, right? In Deuteronomy 12, he said, make sure you write this in their hearts. Make sure they
we
know.
Have
and we did.
Kids.
We dropped the ball.
We have to teach our children. And it starts with them. Because they
yeah.
are the ones that are the strength. I mean, we're
yeah.
getting old. You know, this is a fight for young men. Of course, we're going to support them and educate them and yeah, help
uh-huh.
them with the knowledge of the truth. But this
uh-huh.
is for the youth that need to
yeah.
come up. We as
but we
a
we have to teach them how, though. We have to teach them how. They don't know
and
how.
And that
right?
is my
they
point.
They don't know how to stand. They don't know how. We have to teach them, and then we back up and let Joshua's generation come forth and free the land, right? We
exactly.
have to teach them first. But if our men
right.
are here, well, women can't. I can't teach them how to fight. I can teach them how to shoot, but I can teach them to raise, but I can't teach them how to fight. I'm just saying, it's stuff that we as women can't do. That it's time for our men to step up and take on that charge and do what needs to be done. We have a bunch of boys that are a bunch of punks right now because the women
That's
are teaching them. If I have a son, I'm going to put my characteristics, a womanly characteristic, into him so he's going to act like me. I don't want my son acting like me. So guess
exactly.
what? We need you guys to come on back home to do what you need to do and
That's
raise
right.
these boys to be men and raise them to be warriors. Do you hear me? This is
oh,
why
yeah.
we have so many feminine boys because we are raising them to be weak little punks. Okay, without fathers
mm-hmm.
that act like women instead of men. I'm just saying, it's time for
no,
it's
no,
time
I totally agree.
Men.
And there are a couple
I
other
mean,
aspects. Well,
uh-huh.
as far as education and knowing the law, we have
uh-huh.
to know the law and what we can mm-hmm. and cannot do. If we don't understand it, and I mean two laws. I mean the law of God and the law that they have in place called the Constitution. I'm not just
let
talking about
question,
the Constitution that the so-called forefathers instituted. There's law
uh-huh.
information that I've come into that is just so
uh-huh.
powerful that can change
oh, really?
A lot of things that are going on. And then economic
power. Do you have
power.
Something in front of us now that you can read one of one and run to us, one that we don't know? Do you have it now? That we, where
I have
something?
I've spoken to you before about it,
mm-hmm.
and I'll pass it on to you again. It's called Hindsight Radio, and they're on Blog Talk as well. And as a matter of fact, he comes
uh-huh.
on every Tuesday night. And if you didn't mind, I would give that number out because it's vital information on law. That
okay.
he is for black people. This
oh,
brother
really?
Is really on point about law, and he has gotten
mm-hmm.
remedy using their constitution, but not in the way in which we have misused it. And he gets answers and remedy, and he gets his money from the court. And he'll show
okay,
you
let
that.
Me ask you a question. What is his phone number? What's the phone number, if you don't mind?
Yes, ma'am, I'll give it. It's a Blog
okay.
Talk number. It's
okay.
563-999-3615. Comes on every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. His name is Hakeem L.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last four numbers. You said the last four numbers was 36 what?
I'm sorry, it's 563-999-3615. Every Tuesday night
okay.
at 7 p.m. 3615, the last four.
And
yes,
come
ma'am.
At 6 p.m., you said, on Tuesdays?
Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m.
Okay, 7 p.m. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
I
have one question. Well,
yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. The XML currency that you were talking about last week, do you have any more information on that?
The silver.
Yes, ma'am. Is that the currency?
Yes.
The XML,
yes.
You were saying?
Okay. I was talking about the XLM, which is the Bitcoin.
Coinbase.
Okay, that's Coinbase. And you would go into Coinbase and you would order that, and that's the XLM and the XRP under Coinbase. Okay.
Okay.
And right now it's only 7 cents. It was 5 cents, but it's gone up. So I would put into it every month, $20, $30, $40, as much as you can start off with, because it's only 7 cents right now, and that stuff goes way up. And even for the XRP, it's 22 cents. It was 20 cents, but it's 22 cents. And also, if you want to do like an EFT, you can do like the MGM, which is the resorts. Right now, I think it's like $13, but they go up to like $60 for stock. So they're way down now. So that would be, and you can go on Robinhood to look into that. Probably Robinhood. Or I'm trying to see. I mean, one more Ameritrade. Okay.
Is this someone I get? I mean, because you kind of know my situation a little bit. Is this someone that can help explain this to me? I would really appreciate it. I tried to email you. I didn't know if I had your correct email or not.
Hardtruth, HARDTRUTHZ 12.
Yeah. Okay. Hard Truth with a Z at the end.
Yes.
One,
yes.
Two.
HARDTRUTHZ 12 at gmail.com. Yes. But
okay.
If you call Coinbase, I'll give you their number also, Coinbase. I can give that to you right now.
Yes, ma'am.
That way you can, let me give you their phone number. And you might want to call the administrator, and they can talk to you about it. Their number.
Okay.
Coinbase. Yeah. Hold on. Coinbase is 1-888.
Okay.
908-7930.
908-7930.
And that's with Coinbase, and they can help you with that XLM and that XRP. And right now, and I'm telling you, even with silver, silver is at an all-time low right now. You want to get into that silver, and I paid like 25 cents, and you know silver is super, super expensive now. It used to be. Now, silver is cheap now, but at one time, silver was up to like $100, okay? So if you're getting it for now $25 and it goes back up to $150, you know you get that $150. All you have to do is turn that silver in. But I'm telling you, I would hold that silver until, you know, when the time comes to where we can't spend or we don't have that money, which I believe that it's coming sooner than we think. I really do believe that. And you can turn that silver in, and you'll have you'll be able to eat, and that's who's going to be able to float the world. And I believe that's where we're going, to that silver and gold. But gold right now is so expensive, you can't really get that. The silver is only $25, and you can go and get a piece of gold, and it is a coin. It is like an ounce. It's an ounce, and you can get that and just hold on to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or like I said, you can go into Coinbase and buy that XLM. Now, you know that guy from Africa, he's doing the, Akron, I think that's his name, Akron, and he's developing him a city, and he's going to use his own money. And XLM is connected to his money, which is Stellar on Coinbase, okay? So when you go on Coinbase, you're going to look for Stellar, STELLAR, and that's the XLM, and it'll connect you to his. You know, they're all working together. So as he used that money, it's going to grow just by him using the money. So you would be crazy not to do at least $100, at least $100, $200, whatever you can spare now, whatever you can sacrifice, because it is a sacrifice to make money. You're not going to just make money just you know, doing nothing. And we are not trained or taught how to invest. We're not trained or taught how to, you know, buy silver and gold. And we're not taught how to get into Bitcoin and stock markets. We're not taught how to do that. And that's the sad part about it, because it's going to take more than just your jobs nowadays, because a lot of these jobs are going under. Like you saw just now, you have a lot of jobs that's done. And these people are out of work. But my thing is, you just got $1,200. What did people do with that? Did they put their monies together, pool their monies together, and come up with somebody else? Because if you have a painter, if you have a carpenter, you have a plumber, and an electrician, that's four people that you can team your monies together, and you can have clients that way. Make a website, and each one of them can pay $100, $125 a week. That's what, $400, $500 a month, or $550 at least a month, I mean, what, a week, to pay for their rent, right? And what if your rent is like $900? Then you pay that, and then you got extra money to go on the electric, to go on the cable, or whatever it is. But you pull your money together in order for you to have your own business. I think, and we as Black folks need to support each other. Stop supporting and giving your money to people that don't like you. I keep telling people that. Stop it. Right. Stop giving your money to open enemy. Asians treat you like crap. You go there every time. I seen a couple at the Chinese store, and I wanted to slap them. I seen them driving up for food. Are you serious? You know what they serving you, dog, cats, and what? Rats. Are you still eating their food? Are you serious? I'm just saying. That's a known fact. Why are you eating behind them? You know they don't like you. You know, it makes no sense. I don't understand what's it going to take for us to get our minds together. What's it going to take? And I do appreciate what you said, and it does take us praying, but I think we have prayed, but sometimes he's waiting for us to do, okay? And how are you going to know unless you get up and do? Because a lot of people, they don't know what his will is for their life. They're not going to hear. They're not going to hear what they're not going
to
hear.
That's why God tells us.
People are going to take time to pray for nothing. You know that.
He tells us to correct ourselves so we won't have to be corrected with the rest of the world. If we're not correcting ourselves, then this is all for naught.
Then
you see, we're
in a
losing battle if we're not making
But you know what, Chris? If your pastors have told you that some of the stuff that we weren't supposed to be doing is okay, people who have been Christianized, who have been in religion forever, who've been brainwashed, and I know some people on here that's really in the church, but my thing is, this is your open enemy. This is your open enemy, white Jesus, that they have given you for you to serve white Jesus. And some people don't even understand in church that he's not white. Some people don't have a clue that he's black, and it tells you then in Revelation 1:14 tells you what color he is, and some people read that and say, oh, that's not what it means. It means blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Get out of yourself. Why would anybody God look like themselves that stepped out? Why would we have a white God and everybody else have Chinese and, you know, Japanese and Indian? You know what I'm saying? Why would we have a white God and everybody else said after your own self, right? He's made in your own image, right? What does that mean? We're going to have a white God. Are you serious? That's not even our image. That's the image that they gave us. So it's time for us who's really stuck on in this church thing, Christianity, and really talking about forgiving our enemies, which is talking about your brother, which because we understand, he understand who they were, because if Revelations 1:3 and 9 tells you that I know that they stolen your identity, they're the synagogue of Satan. Who is he talking about? People need to read that scripture and understand what it's talking about. People don't understand. They won't read. And then they pass this. You know,
what
to
I'm
tell
saying,
them everything
if,
right now. Uh-huh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The false image that we have created for our people because of.
So how are they going to pray, Chris, if
they
got
live
a false image?
In corruption that we've allowed ourselves to become ensnared with. So we have to correct this image. We have to correct this. I get mine. It takes us as a collective group of people that are more aware to help our people, because our people are still in a rut. They still want the quick, fast money. They're not changing their character. They're not willing to do that because they've been indoctrinated into this. Give me everything, society. You know, we want the government to give, just like with this coronavirus, how they're controlling and manipulating the people right now, believing that this virus has not killed any more than the flu has killed. Notice this. No one has died from cancer anymore. No one has died from CPD, from pulmonary disease. No one has died from Alzheimer's. It's all contributed to the coronavirus, and that is a lie.
Yes.
A complete lie. This is not a plague from God, number one, because if God sends a plague, you're not going to recover from it. People are recovering from this, and I know everything to take to cleanse and detoxify yourself. Vitamin C is number one on the list. Elderberry, two.
Yeah.
Colloidal silver, number three.
Yes.
Echinacea astragalus, Echinacea golden seal, vitamin E, vitamin A for repairing the tissues. Chlorophyll, all these things help cleanse and detoxify the body, but they want to give a vaccination. See, this is what that demonic Bill and Anthony Fauci are pushing. That's why.
Oh, honey, I'm doing a show on here. Don't miss it Thursday, because I'm going in on him Thursday.
They're controlling the population with fear. And number one, this is illegal to do. This is something that we're not supposed to be able to do, but because they have lied and cause people to fear. Because if I can make you fear, a small group of can control masses. That's how slavery happened.
Yes.
Because they created this fear and the lie that if you did this, I'm going to brutalize you. I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
In this case,
isn't that what they're doing with the police brutality, though? Isn't that what they're doing? They're doing the same thing with police brutality.
That is my point. That is my point. They're doing it with a virus. This is more sophisticated now. This is going to be part of the mark of the beast. They're just getting you situated for it.
But
and it's vaccination. You ever heard of nanobites? Do you know the nanobites that they've been working on for decades that they have perfected now? That they put it's basically little tiny robots that go into a vaccination that when they inject it into you, and that's what 5G is about, for controlling you. So when they inject this vaccination into you, I can scan you. I can tell everything about you, and I can even make you do what I want you to do and kill you and control you. It's one of the best ways to kill off a population is with this vaccination.
Wow.
Why do you think they're pushing so hard? Why do you think they are pushing so hard, Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates? Because this is nothing but the Bible being unfolded. Count the mark of the beast is what God tells us. Number 666. You take that vaccination. In the mark of the beast.
But how is it that Bill Gates can give shots and vaccines when he's not even a doctor? How?
He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire, and he's in the secret.
When I become a billionaire, I can give shots too. I can make up a virus.
If you're in secret societies, Miss Cassie, if you're in cahoots and you control, he controls so much. People just don't know how much Bill Gates controls and which he contributes to these groups out here. Don't you know he put vaccinations into Africa and then told them that if they did not comply, they would take away their rights and their funding? So what did Africa do? They complied. That's why so many people are dying from vaccinations and AIDS. All of this mess is in the vaccinations that scum has put into Africa.
Yep.
So that's why I'm saying this, because for your listeners, do not take the vaccination. Fight against it. It is your right to deny that. But Gates and Fauci, the two lying scums, I call them Satan's cohorts, are trying to vaccinate the entire world. Haven't people been listening to the news? Now, I don't listen to the news for information that is telling me the truth. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the things that they're telling us that are lies that I know to fight against. And mass vaccination is one of them, trying to create this herd immunity. That's why this fear. That's why, listen to what they say. Oh, I saw a disturbing thing. People were gathered together in a social setting. Are you crazy? This is what I just heard today. They said, we saw one of the most disturbing and frightening things. There was a group of people gathered together. What? Social distancing. Social, number one, means to interact with people. Distancing has no part with socialness.
Right.
If I'm social, I'm not distant. They tell you, stay 6 feet apart.
You know.
Now, how is this virus going to stay contained? Oh, it's 6 feet apart.
Right.
I can't go any further.
Yeah.
They're doing social distancing. If this virus is airborne, idiotic. Stop believing the lies.
Because
that's why God
says
I was
going to keep you in your
on illusion in this principle.
But you know why they want to keep you in your house? Because if I keep you in your house, I'm going to keep you away from people. Your immune system is going to go down.
Immune system goes down, exactly.
Yeah. So when I come back
you
out,
don't get out,
I'm
you don't get the vitamin
sick.
D. And once again,
exactly.
You
know what, Chris? I need you on this show next Thursday. I need you here at 7 o'clock because we're going to get into this with that lady. Remember the doctor, the new Dr. Judy, that they had put her in jail? We're going to talk about her next Thursday. We're going to talk about her and what she said and about wearing these masks. We're going to talk about it Thursday about them not you're not supposed to wear the mask because the mask it's like a heating and it heats up your body and it also activates every viral infection that you got in your body because you're breathing in your own air and it's causing people to get sick, and that's another reason why they're going to do these vaccinations and make it mandatory, because when you come out the house within May or June, July, everybody gonna get sick who've been in the house for all these months. They gonna get sick,
look,
so they gonna mandate vaccinations. That's what they up to.
Oh, without a doubt, they're gonna mandate
that.
But let me point about the mask. Number one, when you wear a mask, okay, we have what in our mouths and in our teeth and gums and all that? Bacteria.
Bacteria
breeds
heat. Bacteria. Yes.
Okay, if you want to create or proliferate bacteria, that's why when you go to outside, if you're having an outing where you have food and things of that nature, and you have potato salad and have mayonnaise in it, you can't keep it out in the heat. Why? Because the bacteria starts to form, and then it deteriorates. It not deteriorate, but it starts to decay. And now you got all of this bacteria, same thing that's in your mouth. Your mouth has a lot of bacteria. So when you wear a mask, and you're breathing, and the spittle is blowing out into the mask.
Yeah.
You're coughing, you're sneezing. Now, guess what they're telling people to do? To ration. Put a mask in a bag, and then seal it up. Use it the next time. You are creating a petri dish, number one.
Yeah.
A virus is killed in cold.
Yeah.
I mean, in heat. That's why they're waiting for the summertime. Because a virus will die in heat. A virus will not die in cold. And you cannot vaccinate against a virus because it mutates too fast. You cannot vaccinate against a virus.
Right.
That's why there shouldn't be a vaccination against the flu virus.
And you know they were saying a lot of people,
many people have
the flu
died
of the corona because of the flu. It was almost like that was the flu. That's all the corona was. It was a flu. That's all it is.
Now, are some people dying? Some people are dying with it, but not from it. Comorbidity.
Right.
Meaning that, number one, people already have a disease, and that they're succumbing to the disease, but they're contributing it to the coronavirus. And this report has come out so clearly that they're literally telling you, they've said this on the news, that if you die with the coronavirus, whatever the comorbidity you may have, we're going to contribute it to the coronavirus. Now, if that's not such a salacious lie I've ever seen smacked in your face, I don't know what is. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
This is about control and manipulation and bringing in the mark of the beast. People better be careful, better be prayed up, and stop fearing. God says, I did not give you a spirit of fear, but of courage and of a sound mind. If you're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about this stuff. Protect yourself, yes, with the natural things that God has given us for natural immunity, but it's not a vaccination. Don't be ignorant. God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That ignorance that we live in, because we listen to the news and everybody gets all afraid, oh, I'm not going to go out because the government told us to stay in. They're doing exactly what they want you to do. Control you. Control the masses.
Yep.
Create chaos out of fear. I'm trying to get the term that I learned years ago. It's called controlling the masses by fear, chaos out of, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, Miss Kathy. I'll get it straight. I'll bring it back. But this is exactly what has unfolded from what I've been studying for 20 years about the secret societies and what they're unfolding now. And that's what Gates and Fauci are involved in. And it's not just the Chinese. It's not just the Chinese. Yes, they went over to China. They went over to China to create this vaccination, but these suckers brought it back here
to create exactly what they're doing right now. The Chinese got it under control. 20,000 milligrams of intravenous vitamin C. They got it under, the Japanese, all of them got it under control. Why in the world isn't America doing it? They're still lying to the people.
You remember, but don't you remember in Africa that Madagascar had that drink that nobody got sick after they started taking this drink? It was 135 people before, none got sick, none died. From the first time they started taking this drink, nobody is sick, nobody has died. But America refuses to allow them to ship it out. And they've been, and you know that universal healthcare, world healthcare is telling you no.
WHO,
Africa countries, because they want to do that vaccine. That's all it's about. But Madagascar,
and guess who's backing world,
the syrup.
Guess who's backing World Health Organization? Harry Potter himself.
Bill Gates.
Yes.
Yes.
The witch himself. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hands are in so many different organizations.
Yep. But
it's not even.
Y'all better, I'm telling you, it's time to do something, family. I'm telling you, this thing, and we're talking about that next Thursday at 7 o'clock. I hope everybody can join in. We are going to be talking about that sushi man and how he's been into everything. He was in the anthrax, the Ebola, the HIV. I'm telling you, this dude has been into everything. He's been through five different presidents, and still, I'm like, Trump better get rid of him. I'm serious. He needs to be fired.
Trump's not going to get rid of him. Gates is over Trump. See, Bill Gates is one of those elites that control the world as far as what it says and what it does. Why are they going to Bill Gates and asking Bill Gates, well, Gates, what do we need to do for vaccination? I just heard this recently. They had this sucker on television, and they asked him the question, what do you think about what we need to do about vaccination?
Oh,
he's not a scientist. He's not a doctor.
No.
Why are
no.
you? This is what makes this so evil and wicked. People aren't looking at this. People have been lulled to sleep. America is asleep. People, black people, all people are asleep. If you can get everyone to stay home and not go to work, this is truly the work of the devil. And everybody's falling for the mark of the beast and the man of sin that's about to come on the scene. So you better get yourself in reading the word. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
They better get busy. They better, I'm telling you, they had better be getting busy. And now they're talking about like the CERN and the demons and they're going to call them aliens. I'm telling you, we're getting ready to see some things that we have never seen on this earth before. And people don't have a clue. They better wake up. The church better wake up because this is something they're not even teaching on. These pastors aren't even touching on this subject. This is why I've seen so many black folks. I went out today and I've seen so many black folks wearing masks. And I'm like, you guys, when they tell you to do one thing, you do the total opposite. When these white folks tell you to do something, you do the totally opposite. When I see them and they telling us do this, and this, I looked at them, I took that darn mask off, and I said, guess what? I'm doing this, and this, and I'm not worried about you. I'm going to wash my hands like I've been doing, same thing you've been doing, okay? And I've been flu-free. I'm just saying. And then they said that once the person gets the flu, that makes them more susceptible to the coronavirus strand. And that's why I keep telling black folks, y'all, stop taking these flus. Stop taking anything that the government is giving to you guys. You need to learn from the Tuskegee Institute thing. When they
exactly. There you go.
And you mean you have not learned anything yet. And
right now.
I still hear black folks saying, oh, there's some good and bad in vaccines. I said, there is nothing
good
in white folks. You need to understand that. You can't tell some black folks that. They are sold out to believe in the open enemy.
One vaccination that should be taken by any of us. Number the MMR, the mumps, measles, rubella.
Yep,
guess who died more from that? Black baby boys.
Black,
and that report has been out.
Yep.
They knew that it was killing black baby boys.
They
still
it.
Gave
and
it
they,
to them.
Yep. And then they were talking about they had took the mercury out. And do you not know mercury is the worst thing ever that you could give anybody? Mercury
of course.
And they,
of course.
Man, and they got that in your vaccines and say, oh, it's mercury free. And it's not. How are you going to do that? I'm telling you. We're going to get into this. I'm telling you, next Friday, next Thursday, 7 o'clock, we are going to get into this.
It really is. And the Center for Demonic Control, They're all behind it, too. I don't call them the Center for Disease Control. The Center for Chronic Control. That's exactly what they are. They are complicit in manipulating this whole thing along with Gates and Fauci. These are some of the nastiest, most wickedest, evilest people I've ever seen in my life. I never thought in all the years of my life that I would see this stuff come to fruition. I learned about it.
We've been hearing about it and hearing about it, but guess what? It's finally coming to pass.
Now it is.
Remember how people say, oh, it's coming, the end is here? We are living it right here and right now.
We are truly living it right now. And that's what
we are living it.
And this is what I understand. And you know what? The hardest people to get across this information to is your family.
Exactly. Yep.
They will not listen to you. I'm sitting up here ranting and raving.
Don't say it. Honey, if the white folks don't tell them, they ain't going to believe it. If white folks don't tell them, they're not going to believe it.
And they're not educating themselves. And I'm telling them, educate yourself as to what's going on. We've been warned about this ever since I've been in church, that this was going to happen, that the secret societies were out here, the Skull and Bones, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Masons, all of these wicked, the Illuminati, all of these people are in behind this stuff. It is about 11 families that control this world. It's not the president. Yep. He's a puppet. You see, he's an idiot.
Exactly.
So, I mean, he's not controlling anything. You know, he's just a puppet. They're just pulling his strings. He's just going along. That's why the dummy said that. I saw that Lysol and chlorine kill the virus. Maybe we should start taking disinfectants. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the president that we had that's running this country, right?
You hear? Oh my God, I was done. You wasn't kidding. That don't sound like you was kidding to me. I don't care what nobody.
He wasn't. He was not kidding. Everybody knows that man was serious about that.
I know. I'm like, and you know what? They said even they had some people to call the poison control came and called the poison control about that. Seriously, and to ask them if they could do that or not. And they said,
you know,
oh,
crazy
God.
People
and
would do it.
And then Lysol, the other companies come out and say, y'all, please don't try it. Please don't do it. What do you say? Bleach does not disinfect. Bleach, you cannot intravenously use. Bleach, you cannot drink.
Once again, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Oh my God. We got a fool in control of the country. I could have been in control of the country.
Remember Nabal and what he did to David? Oh my goodness! This is very serious. You know, we need to get our act together, like you're saying.
Yeah.
But too many of our people have been gullible, and we love to believe the lie. You know, we'll believe anything. If a doctor says it, if the government says it, oh, I have to follow it. It must be true. They're not going to lie to us. These are the very ones that are going to lie and destroy us.
I don't know why you keep thinking that. I don't know why you keep thinking that. And RZA Islam has been talking about that, the Muslim guy. He's been talking about the vaccines forever. And I don't understand why it's taken so – why is black folks so – I don't know what to say right now. They just believe everything that the white folk tell them. If they won't believe it if we tell them. But if somebody white tell them – they'll believe them in a minute.
How about
and
that?
And I'm like, you are believing your own enemy, and I don't understand what is the problem, what you believe in. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't know what it's going to take for us. Even with all of this stuff happening, we're still believing our open enemy and still trusting them and still saying, oh, I don't know why this is happening. I'm like, are you serious? When I hear people say that black folks hear that, I'm looking at them like, have you not been looking at the news? Have you not been hearing and seeing what they've been doing to you? And you acting like you're surprised because you see them run up and
shoot
a man in broad daylight and was almost getting away with it until the tape came out. Are you serious?
They're listening to the news. See, if you don't go and you get the truth, the
honey,
alternative
I listen to
news,
I don't listen to, I do
you,
not
what
turn on ABC
really going on?
Or CDC.
You're going to believe what you hear on television.
I don't watch all that. I don't watch any kind of news. I watch Vicki Dillard, which is Dr. Claude Anderson, Boyce Watkins. I watch Professor Truth. and Phil Scott, African Diaspora News. Those are pretty much.
I email you. Can
Black
you
News
put
and Lisa
an email for me? Those people. And an email for
yes.
me when I email you and
I
send that
and
to me
YouTube.
The information.
A lot of them are on YouTube. I do a lot of YouTubing. I will do that. I will put them. You just want the news, the people, as far as the news that I listen to, or what else am I putting in there? For?
Right. The well, give me the number again to the Coinbase. You said it was 888-908-7930. Is that correct?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me make
okay.
sure. Hold on, okay. I had it. Hold on, let me go in and get it. Yeah. It's 1-888, yes, 908-7930.
Okay.
Now,
I'm
that's
gonna,
what it was the last
yeah.
time. I've not called them in a minute, but that's the number that I've dialed before, okay?
Okay.
So as far as I know now, it still is. But on YouTube, I'm just, I do appreciate you for joining in, YouTube.
Yes, ma'am.
Tune in again on Thursdays. But I am appreciative of everybody calling in, and even the ones that are going to visit Blog Talk during the week. We have other great shows to for you to check out. And, Chris, I do appreciate your comment. Don't forget me on Thursday because we got to get into this a little deeper. And I appreciate
ma'am.
Your call, sir, and be careful out there. Keep your head
you.
On the swivel, family, because they don't mean anything good by us. And I'm telling you, they sitting down thinking now, of the next victim, and I am hoping and praying that we would stand up nationally and this not be something that we just do now for a minute and go back to doing our regular. I am so serious. We cannot allow these young thugs, terrorists, to get away with what they've done to our brother. And I hope we as Black folks
totally
get
agree.
Our minds together, get it together, and do what we need to do. And I do appreciate everybody that tuned in. And with that said, we are going to call it quits. We're gonna have a great night. We'll have a good week. Chris, I do appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you too, Ms. Kathy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Have a great one. Yes, sir. Have a good one, okay? Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.